guys. Welcome to Rice and Beans. Big O and Jester are in the house. Well, we're in the Blockbuster.
Yeah, gone in 60 seconds.
they were the shit when they were in their heyday, and those are, I'm not gonna lie, those are some good fucking times.
Like 1980s, mid-80s, when you go as a family out, everyone gets a one video, and you get pissed off when the one thing that was a new release wasn't out yet.
Or when there was like no copies left of it because we went laugh way later than we should have, and all the good shit that was supposed to be there was already spoken for.
So what did you try to do?
We
went to the return slot. Just waited for something to dump in and try to snag it as fast as you can.
Right.
Didn't care if it was rewound or not.
Exactly. And as we were going through, you know, the set list, and we were like, oh fuck, well, what should we take with us to Blockbuster? And I was like, well, like, here's some things that brought back some memories. That wallet with the chain.
Make sure that nobody steals that shit from you while you're walking by yourself.
Keep your Blockbuster card nice and safe. There's like that waterproof pocket.
That's 1980s Velcro, my friends. 1980s Velcro. That they took that shit up on the space shuttle. What? What else we got here?
All right, for the musicians in the house, I know you guys remember these. These are zip discs.
Well, I'm not a musician per se. I did play around, dabble with guitar in high school, and I'm okay with it. But we use those for making games.
Oh yeah, I guess they're good for that too.
Yeah.
If you can do this, you're a musician.
Dance straight.
You can play your own instrument.
Whoa, we'll say that for last. What else do we got here?
Well, this is for when you were lucky enough to get the DVD that you want. And this is when they started carrying DVDs. So you would take that fucker home and rip it and burn it to one of these. And these were the DVDs that had that layer that you could like engrave on. So you could copy the picture from the DVD cover and, you know, pretty much put it on here. So
what do we use those for?
Bootlegging.
Bootlegging from where?
The adult bookstore.
It sounds like Napster. You know how many audio compilations I got from Napster that I downloaded? It's kind of as much infringing as when all the penny seat tapes that I used to get from Columbia House that I never paid off. That was around this time in Blockbuster. Remember that, right? You still owe them like $1 for all your tapes that you got back in the day.
There was still some that I ended up like I kept because the one that was by my house closed suddenly and without warning.
Blockbuster or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The one that was closest to us all of a sudden one day just didn't open the doors anymore.
It was your fault.
And so I was going to return and it said out of business. And then like I was going to return the tapes and I'm like, well, hold on now.
I got free tapes for life.
I'm like, it's not like they need them. It's not like they need them. Like the sign clearly says they're out of business. This is not their thing anymore.
What tapes were they? Do you remember?
Like I think Batman Returns or some shit like that, and another movie that would have come out around that time. Like
so trash, basically.
Yeah, and it was VHS too. But at the time, I still had a VCR. So,
but that's the thing, Batman Returns. Why would you want to keep that? Well, you know, on those cold nights when you need a nice fire, you could burn those.
Because it was like, well, I owe late fees. I'm like, what if they, try to collect all their debts even after the fact? I'm like, nah, it's cool.
Isn't that the robocallers that you got for not returning those VHS, the money that you owed on that return late fee?
Probably are. Some of those robocallers are probably legit, but it's the ones that want to talk to me about my car insurance that totally fuck it up for the rest of them.
You know what I found, though, is when they talk about all the car insurance and the, you know, warranty coverage for that, I ask them how my colon looks. I was just in last week, and I got the check. I just wanted to find out, follow up with that, and see how they saw the, you know, x-rays on that. That usually stops them cold. What's this that we got here?
Well, this is when we got a Nintendo 64, and the N64 and the Super Nintendo, they carried the games at Blockbuster, and so it got to the point where me and my brothers would pull allowance to buy, like, a new game, you know, like, once a month, and so we would go to Blockbuster and, like, rent the different games that we were thinking about getting. So, because we only got to get one, so if it wasn't one that everybody was down with, like, it wasn't happening. So this is the N64 controller and the thing that, like, monopolized an entire summer when GoldenEye came out. I went to work, I came home, I played GoldenEye until like fucking 4 o'clock in the morning, and like took a nap, got up, went to work, came home, played GoldenEye. Like, it was fucking ridiculous,
man. That was some top-notch shooting. The graphics on that thing for GoldenEye were the shit. I'm joking, they weren't, but back in the day they were pretty tight.
And then being able to play with your friends on, like, a four screen, like, that on the split screens, that shit was dope.
Yeah. So I started out with the Sega unit.
Oh, okay.
So Mortal Kombat, NBA
Jam. Oh, NBA 2K. I love me some fucking NBA Jam.
Oh, my God.
He's on fire.
He's on fire. I'm wearing ladies' lingerie. So, yeah, you know, Mortal Kombat, that, you know, Beasts. Was it Altered Beasts?
Altered Beasts. Yeah, oh, my God. Great. Yeah.
The Dolphin one. That was a trip to play.
I don't remember the name, but I know what you're fucking talking about. I can see the fucking
yeah, I gotta look that
the
up.
The cover up in my head. That's fucking awesome. Yeah, so we used
Echo the Dolphin.
Yeah, there you go.
Look it up. You'll want to vomit after seeing this lackluster image.
This is the kind of bullshit we had to put up with before gaming got fucking intense.
Yeah, so I also Sonic the Hedgehog. Mm-hmm. That was a beast. I did have the N64, and that's around the time that my eldest were, you know, little toddlers. So we got that so they could play Mario, you know, N64 Mario. That was a lot of fun. Zelda games.
I think for me, it was games like Star Fox. I played Madden a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it was like F-Zero and like a lot of the racing games, like the
– right.
Where I spent a lot of time playing those things. But and then fucking when Street Fighter dropped, that's it. It was over. It was mostly Street Fighter after that.
Capcom.
Yeah, all the fucking cheat codes. And, like, I think the only game I ever played more than Street Fighter probably would have been, like, Mega Man 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good one, too. Yeah, but going to Blockbuster Friday night, get there by 6 p.m., get, like, 3 rentals, get 1 game. Sometimes they gave you a coupon so you can get 2 in 1, sometimes 3 in 1, kind of like pizza pie, you know, and, we'd always fight over the game, and usually it was a shit games because all the good games were taken up in the town that I grew up in, California. It was a smaller town. So the bigger population that we had to go to, the bigger city, was 40,000 people. So in that area of the people in that area, all the rural areas would go there to Blockbuster. So it was really slim pickings.
Yeah, like our best shot at getting a good game was to, like, convince, like, one of my parents to take us on Thursday night.
Yeah, that's it. And then also buying the popcorn and the candy while you're there.
They were never down for that shit. Like, the video games was pushing it because we had all that shit at home.
Damn.
Because they had a Costco membership, too. So they just fucking – we were already stocked up. So we were like, yeah, we'll skip on that shit.
Yeah, forget. We were off by a little bit on age. So we didn't have Costco when I was doing shit. So it was either buying popcorn, microwavable popcorn from the grocery store, which was in the same area, or buying it from there for just 25 cents more.
Oh, no, ours was way, like, $2 or $3 more than at the store. So, yeah, that shit wasn't going to fly. They were, like, getting him to rent the weekly video game was already pushing it.
But, see, back then when I was a kid, we still had Jiffy Pop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Jiffy Pop over Open Flame. That's the shit right there.
I used to like doing it until like it fucking burned the shit out of my hand on that fucking handle one time. And I'm like, nah, I'm not down for this. I'll just watch it.
Yeah, it's called wrapping it. Yeah, but you know, going late at early and then staying up late at night watching all your films because you want to take it back early as possible so that way you can get the next series of new releases that you knew that were coming out. Predator, we used to get that. Commando, you know, VHS rentals. Evil Dead 2. We used to love the horror flicks. The Toxic Avenger. That was one of the best.
Man, Chud. Taking it back.
Chud, man. Oh, my God. Talk about a stupid, grotesque movie. That was so great. Critters.
Oh, yeah. I remember Critters.
Yeah. How about this one? Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We also got, was it Killer Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Oh, that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. We got the Holy Grail when it was on VHS. Watch that.
Do you remember when they did that fucking Attack of the Killer Tomatoes as the cartoon version?
Yes. The worst cartoon ever. The
fucking song.
Oh, my God. As stupid as it was Saturday morning. You had to watch something. Might as well watch that. Oh, my
God. It was fucking hilarious. We died laughing every time the fucking song came on because it was so stupid.
I know.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. That ranks right up there with that fucking Island Boys bullshit.
Don't make me do it. Okay, I will. Island Boys. I was right there with that horrible music back in the day. You know, and also around that time, you had Milli Vanilli, so.
You should do a mashup of Island Boys and Attack of the Killer Tomatoes fucking theme song.
Attack of the Island Boys. Yeah, walking through the hallways, going through action, going through, you know, westerns, television. You go through all that stuff to look at what you want to rent. V, remember V back in the 80s?
Yeah.
The aliens that came to Earth, that they had that in the television section. That was always good to rent. You know, and lots of other stuff. We used to go balls to the wall. And, you know, me and my uncle, my brother, we used to love watching the horror flicks because my uncle's only 10 years older than me. So he's a kid at heart already.
Yeah, Pops used to get a lot of like action flicks.
Yeah,
so I saw a lot of like Schwarzenegger and fucking
Black Plowman, as some people know him.
And like a lot of war movies too.
Yes.
So yeah, I saw a lot of war movies. Yeah.
Saving Ryan's Privates. You watch that one, right?
A lot of the roasts. That's where I started. So they were getting action movies, or they would get like stand up comedy.
Right, right.
And so like
Eddie Murphy Raw.
I saw bits and pieces. I heard bits and pieces of it through a crack door, and then fucking Clay. That's where I heard Andrew Dice Clay was like fucking. Yeah. They picked up his thing at fucking Blockbuster. Yeah. Robin Williams one.
Yeah.
The one at the Met. That one was fucking hilarious. They let us listen to that one. And right. I was like, I remember like not getting half the shit. Understand, like in context, it was funny, but like not really understanding. And then like years later, going back and listening to it and going, holy shit.
So here's something that'll blow your mind. In the 90s, early 90s, it was like 1990, I was a junior in high school. I was in San Jose with my friend and his family, and we went cruised by a Blockbuster. We were going to rent a video, but I didn't know what kind of video we were going to rent. He said, yeah, you know, DVDs weren't out yet. He just said video. I was thinking VHS. Didn't dawn on me what the fuck he was talking about. We ended up renting a Laserdisc.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there was one of the first Laserdiscs at the time, and nobody had rented. We asked the guy if he had it in stock. He goes, yeah, we got it in stock. Nobody's ever rented it because nobody has a Laserdisc reader. We go, yeah, do you have one to rent? He goes, yeah, we got both. So we got the Laserdisc head reader, you know, and the Laserdisc. I forgot what movie it was, but we ended up watching it. It wasn't half bad on Laserdisc, but, you know, Laserdisc about that big as opposed to a DVD about like that.
It's like a fucking record.
Yeah. It was bigger than a record. It's trippy, man. And that was back in the day. You know, Blockbuster has been around for VHS, Beta. They had some Beta, You know,
I remember watching at friends' houses one of the NBA slam dunk contests on beta.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for your soul. But they had the VHS, they had the beta, they did Laserdisc, and that was like short-lived, you know, but it was out for about, I don't know, approximately a year before DVD started hitting it big. And then they started doing all DVD cases, and oh my gosh, man, that just opened up the world.
Yeah, I remember when like DVDs really started blowing up, and then not seeing as many of like the VHS. Like you would still see it, but I felt like it gave you a better shot of the new movies that came out because not everybody had a fucking DVD player at the time, especially not in the area where I live. So we used that to convince our parents to get one.
Yeah, because you know why? If you didn't rewind that VHS tape, you got a dollar extra charge on your fucking account.
It's $2 at the mom and pop spots.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's right. Freaking crazy.
And it was those mom and pop spots that had like the good fucking the arcade cabinets.
Yeah.
Because like, again, I got really into Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat. And those fuckers always had like, you know, like the latest fucking editions of them. And so. Right. There was always a fucking line out the door, and they didn't care because, like, there was fucking kids, like, nonstop fucking line pumping money into their fucking machine. So they were like, come on in, gentlemen.
You're going to go somewhere else? Oh, that's right. There's nobody else around. Ooh, wait in line.
There's like, yeah, there's one in Echo Park that you can, you know, walk the 5 miles to if you want.
Ooh, you're not going to walk over there? Ooh, sorry. You can't go anywhere else. South Park.
Right.
So talking about Blockbuster, there's a documentary out, The Last Blockbuster. You can catch that on Netflix, Apple TV, Vudu, and Amazon. And they're talking about the very last Blockbuster, which is still open, and it is open in Bend, Oregon. That's B-E-N-D, Oregon. So if you want to go there just to case around and look around, they will even issue you a Blockbuster card so you can rent a video and actually watch a video. So just have to have a DVD player to play it, right? And if you're traveling up there, you better have it mobile so you can actually see it and return it before you leave the state. But yeah, they're still going on, man. Since our time showing this viewing of it, talking about it, they have shut down 3 Alaskan Blockbusters. Alaskan, I believe, for in the state of Alaska. Yeah, that sounds about right. And they are the only ones left. So all the stock that they had in those 3 stores went to them. They talk about it in the documentary, and they still renew their yearly subscription through, I want to say it's DirecTV that owns the videos that they get it from.
Huh.
Yeah. And she also, the owner of the Blockbuster, she goes to Target, Walmart, and picks up some new releases and stocks them in there to be rented. So they're still staying on top of it. You know, go visit them. Have some fun.
When they go out of business, they're going to fucking be supplying the Walmart bins.
I don't know. But there is a large family, and they show, you know, family of family that started when they're teenagers, and now they're having family children that are actually working in this Blockbuster too. It's a drip. You should watch it. It's actually a really good watch.
Right. I'll check that out.
And then, you know, talking about that, you know, Blockbuster didn't have it, but, you know, the mom and pop shops did. What did they have? The Western Saloon Doors or the Red Beans?
Yeah.
What was behind there, big guy?
The porn.
P to the O to the R to the N, baby.
Massive knockers, drive me bonkers, volumes 1 through 3.
Man, how many times did you stick that tape together? He had some socks that walked straight out of the room.
They stood at attention.
And so when you're a teenage kid or a little bit younger, in some cases, you're waiting for those things to sway so you can see an image really quick right through the and then the owners will get away from there.
He try to sneak in there, and there's the fucking the one security camera is in the fucking porn aisle.
Or you got that one creepy guy with a long trench coat perusing the selections inside there.
Yeah, you see that fucker, you're like Homer disappearing into the bushes, like, no.
Hey, where are you going? Come on in, I got some candy. No.
Hey, that's a fucker from the van.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then you tell the owner, there's a guy over there with candy. He's giving away people where, and it's, you're pointing the lollipop down there, right over there. He's saying, if you touch his peepee, he'll give you a lollipop. Oh man.
And you know, the thing about that, right, is that by the time I was old enough to go in there and like actually rent the porn, there was fucking internet porn. I didn't have to anymore.
Lucky you, because I still had to rent it. You know, and at first, you know, I felt a little weird walking in there, you know, 20-something-year-old going in there and like, everybody kind of looking at me. And I was like, you know, fuck it. Nobody knows me. I'm just getting some of the nastiest shit I want to get.
He walked out of there, no eye contact. Nobody saw us.
No. If you break away eye contact, that's what makes it weird. Look at me. I'm coming out here. Look at me.
You walk out holding the case, just fucking down the aisle, standing there in line with it, holding it up.
Look, this is the one I want. Do you have it in stock? Could you yell in the loudspeaker to see if you have it in stock?
That's backdoor sluts 9. Backdoor sluts 9.
No, 10. Damn it, 10.
Scratch that, 10.
No shame in my game. Don't look at me like that.
Yeah, man. Like I don't know if I missed out or if I didn't miss out or I don't know. Like I know I didn't have to pay for it, so that was at least the cool part. I mean, unless you count paying for the internet, but
yeah, that's
true. I was gonna have to do that anyways.
Well, I mean, you know, some were good, some were bad, some weren't shaven. Oof. And some were Arby's.
They have the meats.
Stacked meats.
Curtains.
Yikes!
Curtains as far as the eye can see.
You know, and it was one thing that they rented. You know, you had the late fees through Blockbuster. They really hosed your ass on that one. The smaller towns had like a 50, 75 cents, and then it went to $1.25 for late fees. And then they started really razzing you on that one. And then, of course, the rewind fees if you don't do that. DVDs, if they had fingerprints on it, even though they cleaned it off and it was just, you know, a nice glass cleaner and they nice buffer, you know, rag that wouldn't scratch it up, they would still charge you $1 if it was all, you know, thumbed up and stuff.
Talking about no fucking honor amongst thieves.
When
one time I was supposed to go return the video to one of the mom and pops. It was walking distance, so my dad's like, that shit needs to be there before 11. All right, cool. No. It wasn't rewound either, and so when he got the bill, and he was like, well, fuck it, we're not going to rent movies anymore, and like my two brothers were like, turned on me, they're like, no, hold on, can't you just beat his ass and we'll, like, instead? Like, we didn't do anything, you know, it was him, really. We told him to go, too. They weren't even home.
Right, nice. So did you get an ass beaten?
Yeah.
And you still got videos?
Yeah.
So it's worth it.
The other two fucking turned up right away. No, hold up. Let's not get carried away here.
We're too young to get our own memberships here. No.
Yeah, only one of us is at fault, really, if you think about it. Only one guy is the bad guy, and it's him. That guy's standing right there.
You're like, God damn it. But you know in your heart of hearts that you would have done the same thing.
In a fucking heartbeat.
This was like a ticket from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, right? The Blockbuster card. And then when you were old enough, I believe it was like 16, that you could get your own membership card. Then it was just like, yeah, let's go to Blockbuster. And everyone was all like, you got a card? Yeah, I got a card. Let's go rent some videos.
Do you remember there were certain mom and pop spots? And then there were also stores that started showing up like just a little bit like before like KB and EA, like the, I think it was EA that had their, like their, they started selling video games in
but gently used
kind of. And then there were stores like mom and pop spots out here where it was like basically like a game exchange.
Yeah.
Like if they were like the same, if they weren't, if like one of them was more expensive, you would just pay the difference.
Right.
So they had some of those mom and pops that would do that with like fucking like the DVDs or some like VHSs.
Right.
And but the whole thing, like you had to leave it there. They had to watch the whole thing to make sure it wasn't fucked up. And then they would let you trade.
Yeah.
That shit was fucking crazy. Yeah. They sold discount games, so that's how like the Nintendo collection really got out of hand, because we found one of those places. And so even if it was a game that we didn't like, it was like, so fucking what? We would like stack bullshit, take it back to there with one decent game and exchange it for like one of the latest games that had just come out for like $3. And so like just learning how to work the system there was fucking awesome. I miss those from back in the days.
Same thing with a Columbia House.
Yeah, for a penny.
Yeah, for a penny, you get 100 tapes and you never send a penny in. And now they're getting even with us with talking about our car warranty. I'm pretty sure Columbia House is behind it.
It was their last fuck you on the way out.
That's right. Oh my gosh, it's like dropping a nuclear bomb in a knife fight. Yeah, but Blockbuster was a shit back in the day. You know, even further back before Blockbuster was a hit, you know, it was going to the theaters, and then you see your friends and everybody in line, standing in line for the new release that was out there. Gremlins, Back to the Future, Batman when it first came out. You know, that was the star draw. And then pretty soon after that, Blockbuster hit big. Everybody's going there, and you see them in line trying to get the same tape.
Yeah.
And you're pushing people online. I know you. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It was nuts, man. I mean, there was some fights going on. It wasn't Black Friday like after Thanksgiving. Back then, it was drop off Friday at Blockbuster.
I remember seeing that, like fucking people yelling at each other in the parking lot, like they couldn't find parking, so people were fucking getting all aggro and shit. And then by the time they get in the store, and then there's a line, and then people were bitching in line. Mm-hmm. Oh man, no wonder my parents didn't want to fucking go to that fucking place.
We laughed our asses off because we were going for the horror flicks, the stuff that nobody wanted, and we knew were good. So we didn't give a fuck, you know, and if we didn't see any new releases, well, who cares? We'll see on HBO. Back in the day, my mom worked for cable, so we got it for free.
Yeah, we have one of those special boxes. Oh, so
special.
So we didn't, I mean, technically, I guess we didn't really need Blockbuster. It was just kind of like, but it goes back to it was the ritual, you know what I mean? Like it was the ritual of going and doing it, and like that I think is why we just kept doing it even after we got like the you know, unlimited cable. It was
because back then you wanted to be around people. It wasn't so much to interact with them. It was just going out and seeing everybody there and everybody seeing you and like, hey, you're being noticed. And then when this whole COVID thing hit, nobody saw nobody and everyone's going fucking crazy.
Yeah, back in the day, you went out to see people just to remind yourself why you didn't want to be out seeing people.
There you go. He's a shithead. He's a fucker. That one's in a wheelchair. It's basically like in Half Baked. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. Peace out. I'm out. Yeah, you know, and it was just one of those things, you know, and what harkened on that in my memory, like I said, was we had cable. We had everything that, you know, on our TV from the cable company because my mom worked there, and my parents parental coded the box so I couldn't see Playboy.
Oh.
So 4-digit combination. Can anyone tell me how many times you have to go through that in order to get an actual number for a PIN code?
A lot.
Yeah. Let's just say.
Unless you're really, really lucky.
Let's just say. There's a code. it took me about an hour to get through that.
Wow.
Yep. And that's thanks to God for Nintendo and everybody else for getting me there.
Credit where credit is due.
Damn straight. Left, right, up, down, B, A, A, B. Start, select. Cheat code.
That was the shit.
You remember that?
Contra. 50 Contra. Man.
Props. Contra. That was a shit, man.
And there was a similar code that was used for Street Fighter.
Yes.
Because it was when Champions Edition came out, and it was to unlock the four boss characters, and so that you. But when you played them and you unlocked them, they were all like glitchy, and it was fucking stupid. It wasn't even worth doing it. Like you would hit Balrog, and like stuff would come flying off of him. I was like, "Well, look, he's beating the black off of him."
Toasty.
Yeah.
So on this note, we're talking about Blockbuster, obviously. But if you go back to harken another day where we go even further to the arcade systems, what did you used to do in the arcade venues to, you know, make a quarter last longer?
Oh, I got really good at Street Fighter.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You know what I did? I drilled a hole into my quarter and put a little fish string on there and just click, 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 click till I got about 50 credits and then pull as hard as I could and lock it off so it falls into the coin. And then I just played my games.
We had those flat pieces too that like you would put in. It would like weigh just a little bit more than the quarter did, so it would return it to you. But it would enough to trigger the.
Oh, nice!
So just keep using those things.
Another thing we did was you know what a crowbar looks like. You know, it looks like a S figuration. Mm-hmm. You know, configuration. We had a mini crowbar. It literally wrapped around our finger, and what we would do is we would take it around the coin return catch, and we would pull it up so it. Pulled away from the back plate, and then we would take the little swing arm that's in there and push it upwards. So now we have total access to the undercarriage where the coin return would go. We would take a penny and put it in the slot and flick it up and would roll up and then fall over and click the credit meter.
Nice.
So needless to say, there was like 100 pennies in there. And they started removing the game systems. At one time, they put they sharpened the metal edges in there, so when you flick it up, you would slice your fingers.
Ouch!
But we were smarter than that. We knew how to flick it and not touch it. All sorts of heathen stuff, man.
I mean, if we ever found one where the door wasn't all the way closed and you could open it and hit the dip switches, like that we too? Would just fucking trigger like fucking games at like infinite games.
I could do you one better. We had one of the big systems in a liquor store, and we put this little Mexican back there, little Mexican kid. The door was edged, and we pried it open. We threw his ass inside there. He could fit inside there, reach and get in the coin catch so he had quarters so we can get food. And he would hit a whole bunch of credits in there and then sneak back out.
That's awesome.
Horribly awesome, right? Oh, God, I should have been in jail.
That reminds me of fucking, I was in high school one time and I go to lunch. Come back from lunch to beat the rush to my locker. And I'm fucking going through my, and I'm doing my combination. And then I hear like on the fucking locker door, I'm all, what the fuck? And I turn around, I'm like, I'm the only one in there. And I'm like, I'm tripping. And I fucking go back to my, and I hear, hello? And I'm like, the fuck? And I'm like looking around and like there's no wall or anything. It's just locker. And so like there's nowhere for anybody to, you can't hide in there. And so I'm like,
somebody's locked in the locker? Like,
yes, they fucking stuffed this little fucking freshman.
Oh my God.
He was like super short and skinny, and they fucking shoved him in there and closed the door. And man. Fucking he spent like the whole lunch period in there. And I was like,
that is horrible.
I was like, oh, that's fucked up, dude. I'm like, what's your combination? No, I'm not telling you. I'm all right. Got it. All right, dude. Well, I gotta go. Sorry, that's fucked up, but I'm out. And I just fucking left, and I was like, I saw a teacher. I'm like, yo, there's a kid locked in the locker. And I just fucking kept going. He's like, what? I'm like, there's a kid in the locker. Like, he needs help. He didn't want to give me his combination, so he's still in the locker. I was like, I tried to help him. Like, he didn't want to give me his combo. I got things to do.
And one of them's not prying out a freshman.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm a freshman too. I'm like, I don't get stuffed in lockers. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well, you're probably a bigger freshman than average.
Same size I am now.
Nobody fucked with you. Oh my God, that's hilarious. Going back to the grade school days and the early high school, man. Yeah, but, you know, Blockbuster was the cornerstone for a lot of our lives back in the day. I mean, nowadays we got Netflix and everything else, and we're so, you know, apart from each other, man, no human contact.
Man, did Blockbuster ever miss the fucking boat on that one? Could you imagine if they would have fucking just done it?
Yeah, you know, so they should have went. They did miss the boat, but they did online features for Blockbuster, but it was too late.
Yeah.
And they did have the opportunity to buy Netflix,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't do it.
Right.
But there was a different reason than you understand. I'm not going to tell you that reason, although I could tell you that reason. You should look up the documentary and watch it yourself, Last Blockbuster. Again, on Netflix, Apple TV, Vudu, and Amazon. Just check it out, see about it, and you'll learn a lot from that timeline. You'll understand, you know, what was going on in everybody's lifestyle and where Blockbuster actually really went wrong.
Right on, dude. So what's speaking of the rituals, like what was some of the other things that you did when you went to Blockbuster? Like what, like it was a Blockbuster night. Like what was set the tone?
So Blockbuster night is usually my brother, myself, either my mother or my father or both. Sometimes my uncle would take us. And before getting to Blockbuster, it was a matter of either going to the grocery store so we can get some munchies, or it was a matter of getting food for the family. So, you know, family wasn't going out to eat that night, but, you know, we would gather food and everybody would eat at home. One of the big stops was Taco Bell.
Ooh, I love me some Taco Bell. Yeah,
so you get a whole bunch of tacos. Now, keep in mind, back in the late 80s, early 90s, it wasn't until midnight that it happened, but you get a Taco Bell Grande and it would be that big, about that tall. And that was the large taco. And then the small taco would be about, I don't know, half of that. But it was still kind of big, you know? So we get like six or seven of the regular tacos, about six or seven of the Taco Bell Grandes, and then maybe some nachos. I was always a Mexican pizza fan, so I always got one of those. And that's when they had the green chopped onions on it. Before they said, oh, salmonella, everybody's dying, no more green onions. You know, and then we'd chill out, watch our video, and relax with big bellies and, you know, have a good time. What about you? Did you go to any restaurants or do anything?
We, as one of the conditions of, like, going to Blockbuster, my parents didn't want to have to do shit when they got home on Friday night. So... house clean, dinner cooked.
Yes.
And so, which was fucking extra cool for us on Saturdays, because fucking on Saturday morning, fucking at like 8 or 8:30, 9 o'clock, whenever my mom would wake up, she would fucking throw on blaster fucking music and come and turn the lights on in our room and go, all right, get up, it's time to clean. Like, nice. So all that shit was knocked out by fucking Friday afternoon, like everything done for the weekend. Fucking all we had, like, fucking, all right, let's go get the fucking latest greatest release, because that's what we're doing this weekend.
That's nice. That's a good memory right there.
Yeah, like it was like, get the chores out of the way, everybody. Like, there was three of us, so we all had to like fucking pitch in, and fucking people weren't helping, like
vacuum, wash dishes, clean the dog, wax the car.
And the ones that fucking did the harder jobs were the ones that played first, because there was two controllers and three people. So like, if you didn't take at least two big jobs, like, your ass doesn't get in until maybe Saturday morning.
Yeah. Man, so there's incentive for you.
Right? Yeah. The one motherfucker that only cleaned the fucking toilet. Yeah, he didn't play till Saturday morning.
Man, who let the Joro in here?
Oh, and they were fucking bad about it. Fucking one brother would fucking clean the toilet, the other one would go fucking take a massive shit right after.
Cleveland Steamer, baby. Yeah.
Oh, he was so pissed. Banging on the fucking bathroom door. Other brother inside, I hear you knocking, which you can't come in.
That's nasty, man. Fucking light a candle. Fucking light 10 candles.
Light a match.
You know, talking about restaurants back in the day, too, you know, Taco Bell was awesome, but, you know, KFC, that chicken, man, that was good back then. It wasn't as greasy, you know. You get the extra crispy, and it was actually delicious.
And the Colonel was the only game in town, too, yeah. Like, especially where I live. Like, in East L.A., you had, like, KFC, a McDonald's, a Jack in the Box. Mm-hmm. No Carl's Jr. you had to drive to get to, and, like, Wendy's, there was no Wendy's, like, anywhere near us.
Was it Carl's Jr. for you, or was it Hardee's?
Carl's Jr. out here, yeah. Yeah.
Well, not all out here, because I found some Hardee's too every now and then, because I grew up in San Diego.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, it was kind of trippy seeing that.
Yeah, and then I saw Hardee's for the first time when I traveled out to the Midwest for work. And so they were fucking all over there. And so I was like, I'm like, hey, Carl's Jr. I'm like, Hardee's?
Yeah.
The fuck? I'm like, it's probably the same shit.
It probably is. You know, and also back in the day too, it was Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut was the personal
pad pizzas. The fucking Ninja Turtles movie blew them the fuck up.
Yes, but back then they were ballers, man. That food was good. We're talking thick pan pizzas with freaking grease in there, cheese and pepperoni, and you eat it and it's a gut bomb, man.
Off the top of the head, I can name like two iconic classic movies and a video game that fucking where Pizza Hut was in there.
Okay, go ahead.
So it fucking Back to the Future 2 when they're in the future and they fucking have the pizza to rehydrate. It's a Pizza Hut pizza. And then the Ninja Turtles movie. Video game. Sorry. The video game. The second one has the Pizza Hut pizza. The first one, the movie itself, the hand is Domino's.
Correct.
But the video game one is the Pizza Hut one.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that. I don't remember it, but I believe it.
And then there's the fucking, oh man, I just blanked on the, it's a fucking baseball movie, but they go to a fucking actual sit down pizza, which we didn't have out here. Like they're all like the, just the fucking shack where you walk in, you pay for your shit, is a counter and then their kitchen and you can't sit down in there. There's nothing. It's just like you grab and go and that's it.
I could think of a more recent movie that had Pizza Hut in it.
Which one?
Benchwarmers.
Oh yeah, there you go.
The salad lady. She likes me. Yeah, but Pizza Hut was a shit, man, because you would get your pizza, you get a nice big cup of soda, huge cup, pitcher, and the reason why it was so awesome was the parents got a pitcher of beer. Of course, they're drinking beer and driving you home afterwards, but who cared back then, right? So we would have the soda and beer, and I would get a couple quarters and play Miss Pac-Man on the Miss Pac-Man table.
Nice. Did they have Shakey's out where you were at?
Yes. Oh, so I grew up in the southern San Joaquin Valley. We're talking in between Fresno and Bakersfield. So in that lackluster land of oranges, in the midst of nowhere, we had a couple of round tables and Shakey's pizzas back in the day. And they were awesome, too. I mean, their vegetables were kick-ass.
Shakey's is still around out here, but they're, like, fucking expensive now. Like, I mean, every once in a great while, I'll go over, like, that bunch of lunch buffet, like, for the pizza and Mojo's, but...
Oh, Mojo's.
Yeah, they're
fucking... They are not potato wedges, people. They're fucking Mojo's.
Mojo, then they had their fucking, the only time we would really get them was when they ran that deal, that Mojo Monday.
Oh, gosh.
And so, like, we would go in and not get pizza and just get Mojos. And, like, so every, it was, like, $10. And then we give you a huge fucking container. So, like, everybody would just throw in on it and, like, fucking split a huge thing of Mojos.
So, another thing that I grew up around in the town that I lived in was the deli liquor store. They would do tri-tip that day, and they would cook tri-tip all morning long. They started like 4 in the morning and went until about the afternoon when they were all succulent and soft and that's savory.
Fucking nice.
Yeah, that's a lot of asses. Anyway, they'd slice it up, and they would put it in sandwiches, you know, make tri-tip sandwich. They would make tri-tip burritos, and they made their own fried chicken.
Ooh.
Deep fried compressed chicken, you know, and they also had the potato wedges. Now we're talking, okay, a normal potato, probably about the size of my fist, right? We're talking potato wedges, 3 fists high in length and diameter about that big. And then they would just quarter that and then quarter that quarter. Fuck. And then they would batter it and deep fry it in the same oil as a chicken, right? So now you get a whole shitload of potato wedges, which we call Mojos. And then we would get the chicken or tri-tip and then watch our movies for that night that we got from Blockbuster. That was fucking gorgeous.
The thing about the one thing that I kind of like, the Friday Night Ritual, which I kind of wish, but now that I work and I fucking have to drive home from like an office location, you know.
Yeah.
I now understand not wanting to jump in the car immediately and fucking go somewhere else.
Right.
Especially sitting in LA traffic.
Yep.
And so, but that was the one thing. It was like, dinner was cooked. All right, I'm going to eat dinner first. I'm fucking hungry. And then we'll fucking take you. Mm-hmm. But then that's the time where everybody else was there in line getting their shit and fucking taking the best of the best movies and video games. And
best of the best of the best, sir.
Yes.
You're absolutely right, man. You had to make a choice. You still make a choice as an adult now. What I want to do? Do I want to postpone it till later or do I want to get it done now? But now it's less against you because you can stream it online.
Yeah.
Instantly, no matter what time.
Yeah, like the new Matrix movie. I didn't I didn't
horrible
see
movie.
I didn't see that's what the wife said too, and like, and the kids didn't really understand it because they didn't see, they saw like maybe the first one, but they didn't see the other two. So like, in order for that, I told them like, in order for this movie to make sense to you, you'd have to have seen and be like knowledgeable of the first three. Otherwise, I'm like, that's why this doesn't make any sense to you, because you haven't seen the other three. So like, there's super obscure references to the first three movies and things that went on.
Yes.
So I go, I think they dropped the ball there. Like, if they were going to reboot it or whatever, at least make it a followable storyline if the, people haven't seen the fucking other three movies.
You would think, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, I'm going to be honest about this movie, all right? And since we're doing movie reviews now, thank you very much. The writing sucked, all right? The timeline, eh. The acting was good, really good. Seeing the original actors come back, that was awesome. It's just, I didn't like how any of this went. I didn't like the, you know, everything that was going through. I think the storyline could have been a lot better. I know the writing could have been a lot better. I love Keanu Reeves. I love everybody that was in it. I just hated the whole premise of this movie.
It's like if they took the other three movie, or like the trilogy, and they spliced like the most memorable parts of the highlights of each of those three movies together. They try to make one, like,
I thought you were going to say movie. If they took the first three movies and then put shit on it and then burned it. I literally thought that's what you were going to say. But I agree with what you said after that, that you didn't say that.
You know, it's like they're like, oh, these are the bits that work the best. Let's just put these together and drop out all the rest of the stuff. And
we'll get the Frenchman in there.
It'll act like it never happened before.
Okay. One big highlight of the movie was Neil Patrick Harris. I mean, it doesn't, I don't care what he does in his personal life. I love him as an actor. He,
I like when they were fucking him up at the end.
He, oh my God. Yeah, we're doing this again. We're not going to say too much about this or that, but I mean, he made the movie at least, you know, palatable.
A mustache. That's okay. So every time I think of him now, that's the first thing that pops to my mind. Even after seeing the Matrix thing, it's like, not Doogie Howser, not the Matrix, not fucking Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
It's the fucking a mustache song from the fucking.
Which, how funny is that? Neil Patrick Harris came out as gay, 10 years, 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And then Penn Kamal? Play Kumar?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He came out as gay just a few years ago.
The love stains from the back seat were both of them.
Yeah, I look at Van Wilder a little bit different. Let that shit air dry. Yeah, he wasn't talking about females. And you know what? I support him. I mean, he's a great person. He's a great actor, okay? But let that shit air dry means something totally different to me now. Oh my gosh, man. Back in the day, though, Blockbuster just takes you to mysterious islands of, you know, forgetful years where the member berries bring you back to life.
Yeah, man. It was just fucking it wasn't so much like going to the actual store. I guess it was everything else that was involved, like the prep work and the fucking, the payoff and like fucking what it fucking was to tolerate all the fucking bullshit and people standing in line and being dicks and fucking trying to get out of there.
That's just the family.
Right. And the fucking customers, or not the customers, the fucking workers there being dumb as fuck and like doing everything the hardest way possible. So it like took extra slow.
Well, the good thing was that the Blockbuster I was at, you'd ask for a reference to a good movie that you haven't seen. He asks you what you're interested in, tell him action, whatever. And he reviews a video that he just recently saw. Yeah, you should try this one if you like that. You know, the viewer's choice or house choice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they were generally pretty good about that, you know. And all joking aside, getting to the Blockbuster, you know, all the hitting at home, all the yelling and happenstances like I hate you and I hope you die type scenarios of the family, you know, dynamics. When you got to Blockbuster, everybody loved each other and you know, everybody said, oh, you know, we'll just, you know, make do with what we got. And then as soon as you get home, you're not watching this shit, goddammit. It went right back to, you know, it was just a happy little nexus where nobody yelled at each other.
Everybody straightened up and flew right so that they wouldn't say, fuck this, we're going home, back in the van.
That's right. That's what I was getting at. Thank you very much for seeing that.
When and where appropriate.
Not at Blockbuster.
That I think a lot has to do with why, like, the generation that, like, our generation is, like, really good at situational awareness.
Yes.
It's like, be an asshole, but don't be an asshole when it's going to, like, negatively impact you or something that you would like to do.
That is correct.
In those situations, we do this little thing where we call keep it on mute.
Do it on the download. Don't start no shit that you can't handle.
Right?
Fuck, man. Yeah, those are good times, man. You think about all that and you look nowadays and family, you know, and I find it more so in my own personal family that the disconnect between members in the household is just more prevalent than it was back then.
It's because they took Blockbuster away.
Yeah.
It removed a common enemy.
Yeah. Fuck you, Blockbuster. Except for you and Bend, Oregon.
Bendor.
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 Hodor.
Instead of fucking, yeah, like a Game of Thrones porn, instead of Hodor, Bendor.
No, Hodor works. Hodor and Bendor, right next to each other.
How do you get into the brothels through the Hodor? Hodor.
Just knock three times through the back door. Anyway.
That reminds me of a fucking Joe Whorehouse joke I heard back in the days of Blockbuster. I actually was in line.
Right.
And so this guy's telling his fucking buddy this joke. He's like, okay, so this guy goes to Sister Mary of the Divine, some shit or other, it was Whorehouse. And it said, and so it says, you know, for a good time, come on in, $10. And it, so, like, the guy goes to the first door and there's a nun there and he's like, well, I'm interested in doing this. He's like, oh, okay, well, go see Sister Mary Clarence down the hall in this third door. And so he goes down there and he's like, okay, well, I have $20. So, this is what I want. And she's like, oh, okay, well, you need to go down the hall out that door to the backyard to go see Sister Mary Thomas. She's the one that does that. Okay, so then he goes outside and then he, like, she's like, gives Sister Mary Thomas the 20 and she's like, okay, meet me around the side door by the gate. And then so the guy walks around to the side gate and says, thank you for your visit. You just got fucked by the sisters.
Nice. Oh my gosh. I heard a rendition of that before, but that's better. I like that one.
He told that one and the, he's like, there was two drunk guys sitting in the at the back of the Vatican, and the fucking priest goes over there and he tells them to leave, and they tell him to fuck off. And so then he's like, if you don't leave, I'm going to go call the Pope and tell him to tell you to leave. And so he goes, gets the Pope, and the priest is just standing at the altar, and he, like, sees the Pope, you know, like, fucking make the sign of the cross. And he's like, he comes back, he goes, why did you give him a blessing? I thought you were going to tell him to get out. He goes, I didn't give him a blessing. I said, you get your shit, get your friend, and get the fuck out.
Nice. God bless you.
Yeah, you get your shit, get your friend, and get the fuck out.
And God bless you. Because, you know, Catholics are about blessing people.
So that was kind of cool. That was, like, the kind of a cool part. Like, it didn't happen very often, but there'd be an interesting conversation that we would overhear and, like, immediately start talking shit about. Or, like, it would be, like, a joke the entire ride home. Somebody said something stupid in front of us in line.
Nice. You know what it was for me was you know, so I grew up watching a lot of movies, a lot of movies. I used to be really good at pinpointing, you know, lyrics, dialect, and wording in a lot of movies. And I knew who directors were and how they were attached to actors and the relevance of that through their life cycles. But I watched so many of the Blockbuster movies that people were asking me my preference on what movies to rent. It got to a point where I should have been working there. So, you know, for horror movies, I'm telling them, well, what do you like? Do you like blood? Do you like sex? What do you like? Well, not too much sex, more like blood. So you probably want Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Go on over there and get that. If you like that, then go into that genre. And people are looking at me, you work here? No, I'm 13. Do I look like I work here? Kind of like Macaulay Culkin did in Home Alone.
Hey, do I look like I'd be here alone? I don't think so.
But yeah, it was weird because my brother was the same. You know, we would catch on to these hook lines in these movies and understand the genre and how they were, what they were trying to appeal to people. We would, you know, isolate that for people that are walking on. Hey, what'd you get? And we're explaining to them the movies and what it tells. And they're like, oh, what do you think I should get? I'm like, I don't know. What do you watch? You know, and next thing you know, we're telling them to go over there and get whatever.
When I hear people asking for movie recommendations, it makes me think of Clerks. Do you got that one movie with that one guy from last year?
Yes, we don't. Oh, my gosh, those weirdos.
No, it was a big ritual, and it was fun. And, like, I agree. Like, yeah, there should be more shit like, you know, modern day, like, you know, modernized version of this, like where you can, I mean, I guess Redbox is the next closest thing, but
I don't know. Someone taking a shit behind the Redbox doesn't do it for me. You know, those things are out of the Circle K's and other places of, you know, worship, and people are peeing and shitting back there doing crack. It doesn't make you want to go in there.
Maybe it doesn't get inside. Maybe it doesn't get in the machine.
I don't know, but when you ask for Wonder Woman 1984 and a big slick pile of shit slips into your hand. Oh, wait, no, that's just the movie, though. Horrible movie.
That was hard to follow, too. I was like, wait, what?
And the same thing. I love the actors. I love the director. I love the genre of 1980, but it was a horrible flick.
I just, like, at a certain point, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to sit here and watch your titties jiggle. This just became a fat flick.
It made no sense, and I'm never going to get that life back. I spent 2 hours of my life that are gone.
Yeah, I remember sitting there going, well, there's fucking 45 minutes of my life I'm never going to get back. The other fat half is going to the spank bank.
Not to say she's a bad actress. It was just a bad overall thought to come out. I don't know. Fuck. What can I say, man? That was definitely not Blockbuster. We're not going to tie that in. You know, as a matter of fact, cut this out. Don't put this into this she recording.
She was acting like she didn't need a green card.
If you mean by green card hummus, then yeah.
I hate when they get too big for their britches. All of a sudden, you know, I'm an American citizen now. I don't have to listen to you anymore.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen some. I was in Israel a few years back. I saw her on some of the interviews over there, and it's just like, yeah, she's Israeli.
A Jewish American princess?
How many jokes did we have those back in the day in grade school?
Or fucking Spaceballs, a Jewish American.
She's Druidian. She's Druish. Go figure. What do you know? She's a bass. That was another movie that we rented with Spaceballs.
Yeah, I remember seeing a lot of the Mel Brooks movies from Blockbuster. Yeah. Young Frankenstein.
Blazing Saddles
I saw on VHS.
Yes.
But the other ones, yeah, from the mom and pops.
You can't do Blazing Saddles nowadays.
They didn't carry it at Blockbuster.
But you can't do it.
Oh, nowadays. No. Hell no.
Imagine trying to do the sheriff scene, or the sheriff is near scene.
That should be one of the things that we put in that game show, fucking Last Man Triggered. They should have to watch that scene.
Oh, man. Or the scene where Gene Wilder's trying to get the dirt off of him. Oh, don't worry, it'll come out. We'll get that off of there.
Yeah, exactly.
Where are all the white women at? Oh, my God. Talk about triggered Karens, man. They come out of the masses.
That would be awesome. Well, guys, we have come to the end of our set for today. We're glad you guys are still tuning in. And there's plenty, plenty, plenty of season 6 still yet to come. So until next week, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke. Peace.